Hey, happy day. In Canada, the prime mistake there, he's now being urged to hire a director of ethics and oversight, person to vet potential conflicts and to break serial patterns of ethical lapses. Listen to this. I mean, the PMO, that would be the prime mistake's office, should hire this senior staffer to vet all major political initiatives for ethical problems before they're rolled out, you know, because so many of these things have plagued the current guy, right? The prime mistake, Trudeau. I mean, okay, so we have to babysit this guy because every time he opens his mouth, he says something bad. Every time he moves, he does something crooked. And wow, you talk about insulating a guy from reality or insulating the Canadian public from reality. I mean, pick your sentence. There's so many different ways you could describe this. And now they're talking about having a person with experience, stature, and profile. And they've suggested Saskatchewan Liberal Ralph Goodale. Okay, then this is he is totally out of control. Him and Trudeau, I mean, they're buddies. They should be because I think they're the same. And we're going to protect you people because now we're not going to tell you everything that he does, right? Okay. In Chicago, there were 385 murders so far this year in 2020. The year, is it half done? I guess a little more than half. That's a 48% increase over last year, ever since all these riots and everything started and everyone's saying, get rid of the police. Okay, then. Chicago has seen 500 more shootings this year compared to last. That's shootings, that's not deaths, okay? Shootings so far this year, reported shootings at least, 1,541. You know, that's happening in every city across America. They're doing everything they can to get rid of Trump, and they're just coming at him all of the time. Little subliminals, you know, it's like having a happily married couple, and you say to the wife, has your husband been seeing Sally? Who's Sally? There is no Sally, but I've made it up. And now, for the next week or two, she's saying, who's Sally? And then a couple of weeks from now, when the thing is starting to die down, I'll come up and say, do you ever find out about Sally? Because I was wrong with the name. It's actually Anne. On and on. You get it? That's what they're doing. Here's another subliminal. Here's from a former Clinton staffer. It is saying, whatever you do, talking to Joe Biden, do not debate Trump. Trump has made more than 20,000 misleading or false statements, according to the Washington Post. They're a real good place to kind of get facts from, right? It's a fool's errand to enter the ring with someone who can't follow the rules or the truth. Well, then the ring would be really empty if that's the case, because Biden shouldn't be in the ring either. I mean, follow his stuff. I mean, the billions of dollars that have gone to family members and so on. Oh, come on already. Now you have the House Majority Whip, James Clyburn. I think he's a black man. I'm not sure about that, but he's certainly a Democrat out of South Carolina. And he says that President Trump is just like Adolf Hitler, and the American citizenry is being duped. And, you know, he's got strong men like Mussolini and so on. Another subliminal. And I kind of think people won't get that anymore. I think they know that he's crazy. The liberals are crazy. People are starting to figure it out more and more every day. And you know what? You can't explain crazy. You can't. You can't explain it. Dumb as forever, and you can't figure it out. August 10th is my birthday. I am old now. I do not regret growing older. It's a privilege denied to many. Hey, profound stuff. Hey, and not many people my age have a mother. Hi, Mom. It was how many years ago today? And Dr. Oops. Hey, got it. Now, because it's my birthday, I'm taking privileges here, okay? The Trump 45 gun. Many people have asked me about it. I've shown it on this program before. And I'll tell you the story a little bit more. Because I bought two of these guns. 45 of them were manufactured. And the Trump 45 collection is unlike any other collectible handgun ever produced anywhere in the world. Cabot Guns out of Pennsylvania, they created, crafted, and produced the 45 guns chambered in 45 caliber in celebration of the 45th President of the United States. All presidents have their number and name on the corresponding gun. For example, the first one made, manufactured, has George Washington 1 written on it. And then you have people like George W. Bush would have his name and number 43 on it, now, all the way up. And the value has been largely determined by the number and the name of the president that corresponds with the gun that you've purchased, okay? And the average selling price now, I'm told, is about $150,000 for these guns. The I have more. The trigger and front sight is handcrafted from meteorite. It's a bold metal which has traveled billions of years just to kind of land here. The museum-grade display case is a handcrafted base containing an inlay from the USS Constitution and is 24-karat gold, the actual gun and the magazine and so on. You know, so those amounts are interesting. As I said, I own two of them. I own the Madison, with President Madison, number 4, and I also own the President Taylor, at number 12. Of course, again, he was the 12th president, and those have great value. And apparently, Rob at Cabot, he's the founder and the boss of Cabot Guns that manufacture these guns. And go to his website, CabotGuns.com, I think. Rob's a good friend of mine. Thanks, Rob, by the way. I know when I shot my one gun, poor Rob had a heart pain because he said, look what you've done. You just lost 50 grand today, whatever. But you know, it's a gun, boomity boom. So, the Madison is not worth maybe as much now because that's the one that I have been shooting. So I have more. Oh yeah, here's what it is. There are two guns that he hasn't sold yet. And everybody wanted to buy a Trump 45. I mean, he could have sold 1,045 in the first day, but there are two that haven't sold, and that's the Clinton and the Obama one. I want to show you a short video of me losing $50,000 with one of the Trump guns. I did this at the open range in Palm Springs, California. It's a great gun, best gun I've ever shot. Hey Canadians, still my birthday. What are you drinking? I don't drink anymore. Hey Canadians, fake news for you. You know what? Most Canadians are mean about Trump, and for my birthday present, I want you to stop that and take all of that meanness, all that evilness, all that anger, and I want you to direct it to the Prime Minister of Canada so Canada can have a change. Canadians need to hear this, what Americans are hearing, rightfully, wrongfully, I think mostly wrongfully, but they need to hear it in Canada about their guy. Whereas Canadians are all talking about Trump. Everyone in the world is talking about Trump. All right, last thing of my birthday. This is kind of silly, Mom. Don't listen. But it's my birthday. I can do this. Here's a joke from an old man. I want to do this someday when I'm really old. Right now, I'm just old. Soon I'll be older. Here's what the old man said. I was sick and I was in the hospital and one nurse drove me crazy. She treated me badly. She patronized me. She acted like I was a little child with that voice of hers. How are we today? And all that stuff that you do, right? So I had enough of this. And one morning she finally came in, or I finally had enough of it. Blah, blah, blah. She came in. That's what it is. Are we hungry? Are we ready for a bath? How are we doing this morning? That was it. So at breakfast time, I took the apple juice off the tray and put it in my bedside stand where she couldn't see it. And then later in the day, I was given a bottle for urine to fill for testing. So you know what I did, says the old man. I took the apple juice and I poured it into the urine bottle. And the nurse came in a little later and picked up the urine bottle. And she looked at it and she said, my, it seems we are a little cloudy today. So I snatched the bottle out of her hand and I popped off the top and I drank it down. And I said, well, I'll run it through again. Maybe I can filter it better this time. The nurse fainted and I felt better. Smart old guy. Y'all come back here tomorrow. See ya.